This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Korea Republic and Ghana. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone, to our FIFA Insight Live podcast. It has been a really entertaining game between Korea and Ghana, with all five goals coming from crosses. My name is Arnie Barres. I'm joined today by our technical experts, Jürgen Klinsmann and Duri Cha, our goalkeeper expert Farid Mondragon, as well as FIFA's Harry Lowe and Chris Loxton. Duri, Korea started really well. They looked sharp, had a good structure, dominated play. What do you think of their performance in the first half?
Big compliment for the Korean team. I think not only in the first half, over the 90 minutes, the Korean team had a great performance. In the first half, they have control over the game, started very well, good organized, especially diagonal ball, what they used in the first game against Uruguay, they used it again and was good to penetrate in the final third, entries in the final third. But when they came in the final third, then in the first half, I missed the sharpness from the crosses, the quality from the cross, and in the one against one situation to win this duel. And then Ghana came with one set piece, his free kick, with all his power, and scored a goal, and then Ghana was back in the game. And then again, a great cross, but I think the Korean defenders have to defend them better in this situation. And then was 2-0. Was not easy, but the second half, Korean come better in the game. But the first half was a very difficult game. They had the control, but not the real chances.
Yeah, Duri, that was reflected in the first half numbers as well. Just to go over a few of them, I mean, Korea had six receptions in behind Ghana's defensive line, whereas Ghana had zero. There were seven defensive line breaks for Korea, and again, Ghana registered none. You had 22% progression, so the in-possession phase for progression, where they're looking to vertically advance the ball into the final third. That was 11% more than the average that we've seen so far. So big amount of progression phase for Korea. That was also met with 30% low block for Ghana. So they had 19% more than the average. So large percentage of low block for Ghana in the first half. But critically, like you said, they were struggling to take their chances. When they were getting into the final third and close to the goal, they registered zero attempts on target in the first half. So for all that dominance and for all those key attacking numbers, there wasn't much to show from it.
And Farid, the first two goals came against the run of play, both from crosses, from a free kick and from a cross, from an in-possession phase. And you were not so happy with the way Korea defended in those situations.
Yeah. Obviously, saying you didn't have any kind of chance, but kind of his responsibility is to communicate and to order at what level and at what altitude or lower, middle or high line his defense has to be. I think in the time that how many people are inside the box and closer to range with the goalkeeper, you can call it your own teammates or the strikers or the other team, it's very, very difficult for a goalkeeper first to find the space to go out and try to intercept the cross. And second, any deflect in a very close range is very difficult to react. So the first goal, absolutely no chance, even though didn't have any possibility to go and try to intercept the cross. And the second goal, it's similar. unfortunately, a lack of concentration from South Korea. They conceded two goals in the first half that they were managing very, very well.
And Jürgen, on Ghana, a very efficient performance. Is that the way to sum it up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a highly entertaining game. It was going back and forth. And Korea had the upper hand in the first half. You felt like it. Then they, out of the blue, through that set piece, the Ghana scores this first goal. And that changed the momentum completely. Then Ghana was in the driver's seat. They added the second goal with another play coming from the flank. Then we went into halftime and we just said in the halftime, listen, if Korea gets a goal back, we have a real game here. We have a real nail biter. And that's what they did. I think a big change was made from the Korean coach, Paulo Bento, when he brought on number 18, because that gave the opportunity now to give Son a bit more space and room, kind of moving around towards the 18-yard box, being a bomber, attacking minded, and made a huge difference. You know, the energy changed somehow, and they got back in the game again, coming over the flanks again, you know, with crosses, equalized the game, and we all thought, okay, this is now Korea in Korea's hand, but this is the funny thing about football; it's all psychological. You know, it can shift in another second, split second, and with the counter break, then from Ghana scoring the third goal, again the momentum went to the other side. So it was an emotional battle, and you always had the feeling there's another thing will happen. You know, there's no end to it. Korea gave everything they had. You know, created more chances coming from all positions, basically trying to keep the tempo high, which they did. We had 10 minutes stoppage time, so there was still some opportunities there, but for whatever reason it was then not meant to be. You feel a little bit sad, you know, for that, for the Korean side, because they put so much effort in there. But you got to give a compliment to Ghana. You know, I mean, a very effective, very efficient with few chances. They made their three goals and they get these 3 points. And overall, I mean, all the people around us, they were so excited. They were so, it was pure entertainment today.
And Dori, your thoughts on the second half from Korea? You already mentioned that they struggled to create chances in the first half. That was very different in the second half.
Yes, how Jürgen said, the momentum was when Igang in number 18 come in the game. Straight after he came in, he bring a great cross with on the left from the left side with left foot, and Korea score. And then was a completely new game, and the energy was back for the Korean team. The fans was there, and we score again from a cross from the left side. And then I think we had to be more a little bit control and waiting for the right moment. Maybe we was too high standing, and then yeah, Ghana came with this quality what they have in the attacking player zone, and yeah, another cross for Ghana. I mean, it's great. It was a great game. I mean, for the neutral fans, was a great game, a lot of goals. But from the Korean side, in end of the game, we are here in the World Cup, and we need points. And now we have just one, and the last game is against Portugal, so looks really not easy.
Yeah, Jürgen, just to touch on your point about Ghana's efficiency, that was three attempts on target and three goals in the end. So super efficient in front of goal. Jury, to come back to Korea though, I hope we're still friends after this, but I'm going to just reel off some more Korean attacking statistics and how well they actually did in the game. You broke our record so far for the highest amount of final third phase in our in-possession phases of play. So you had 29%, and our previous best has been 27% spent in our final third. So quite a high number and control in the game for Korea. But just to touch on the crosses that we're seeing, so this is definitely an emergent trend that we're seeing in the tournament so far. It's something that we also touched on after the round one of matches in our analysis. But so far, what we're seeing compared to 2018 is 21 goals from crosses and 9 in 2018. So now after tonight, that's 25 goals from crosses so far in this tournament. And that's open play crosses as well, to be clear. And that's from 46 fewer crosses this tournament. So the efficiency to score versus 2018 from these crossing situations has increased, and that's definitely something we're going to keep an eye on as we move forward in the tournament.
I can tell you one thing though, those crossing numbers have gone up dramatically tonight, because that was a crossing bonanza by Korea, certainly with the amount of time they spent in the final third. Two interesting things on those crosses though, really, were we spoke before and in the media briefing and the FIFA Insight show that will be going out on the training centre later today, about that teams weren't really getting to that end line. But actually tonight we've seen the second goal of Korea, which was an unbelievable underlap by Ji Sung Kim, who really got to that end line. Fantastic delivery for Korea's second goal. And then the third goal of Ghana was Mensah. He overlapped, and again, really on that end line, another great delivery. So slightly different style tonight that we've seen in that game. But again, looking at the final third entries, it's heavily down the left and right channels again. Both teams playing with a back four tonight, so maybe that's part of the reason that those spaces wide were available.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your insights and everyone else for listening. We will be back later, as we are already on our way to observe the next game between Portugal and Uruguay. We wish you all a nice evening. Enjoy the football and join us again later.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.